Following are comments on William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, Act 4. If it be thus to dream, still let me sleep. Sebastian steps into Illyria's topsy-turvy landscape and is first attacked by Sir Andrew and Sir Toby, then invited to Countess Olivia's home. In Act 4, Scene 1, Sebastian enters and Feste is surprised to hear him deny his identity as Cesario. Act 4, Scene 1, Lines 4 through 7. Sir Toby nearly comes to blows with Sebastian after Sir Andrew has struck the fellow, and is only stopped by Olivia, who dismisses Toby from the field. Act 4, Scene 1, Line 40 and Lines 42 through 45. Olivia invites Sebastian to her house, and with that invitation, he is formally drawn into Illyria's topsy-turviness, just as Antonio was in the previous scene. Act 4, Scene 1, Line 49. Sebastian can only say, quote-unquote, "Or I am mad, or else this is a dream. Let fancy still my sense in Lethe steep. If it be thus to dream, still let me sleep." Act 3, Scene 4, Lines 56 through 58. His wonderment will only increase at the end of the third scene, but at the same time, at present, Sebastian shows no interest in setting the record straight. This unreality show has put him in a fine position. "I'll ne'er believe a madman till I see his brains." Initially, as Sir Topas the curate, Feste visits Malvolio in his cell and interrogates him, and Sir Toby begins to think the jest has gone far enough. In Act 4, Scene 2, Maria and Feste make more sport of the confined Malvolio. Feste joins the fun as an examiner of Malvolio. Sir Topas, a name probably borrowed from one of the silliest stories in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Feste is a fool by trade, so we are treated to a dialogue between a supposed madman and a fool impersonating a curate, with the latter easily gaining the upper hand. Feste cleverly uses belief in Pythagorean transmigration as a touchstone for sanity, and the result is priceless. When Malvolio refuses to believe that, quote-unquote, "the soul of our grandam might haply inhabit a bird," Feste tells him imperiously, quote-unquote, "remain thou still in darkness. Thou shalt hold the opinion of Pythagoras. Ere I will allow of thy wits, and fear to kill a woodcock, lest thou dispossess the soul of thy grandam." Act 4, Scene 2, Lines 48 through 49 and 53 through 56. This philosophical construction makes sense because Malvolio's pride caused him to denigrate those below him in rank, and Pythagoras's doctrine implies respect for all creatures great and small. We may add hypocrisy to Malvolio's petty crimes, since, although he's a denier of life and an upholder of rigid notions about propriety and rank, he's quick to jump at the chance to improve his own condition. Viola commits her cause to time and reaps a reward, but Malvolio's selfish leap nets him only isolation and mockery. Finally, entering in his own person and singing a few verses about Jolly Robin, Feste taunts Malvolio in his cell. Act 4, Scene 2, Lines 67 through 68. For him, the jury is always out on a person's sanity until that person dies. Quote unquote, "I'll ne'er believe a madman till I see his brains." Act 4, Scene 2, Lines 110 through 111. It was a letter that got Malvolio in trouble in the first place, and Feste now honors an anguished call for, quote-unquote, "a candle and pen, ink, and paper, so that the prisoner may write a letter that will make his plight known to Olivia." Act 4, Scene 2, Line 77. Feste leaves Malvolio with a mocking song, quote-unquote, "adieu, good man devil." Act 4, Scene 2, Line 123. Sir Toby, however, is starting to worry about his niece's good opinion. In Act 4, Scene 1, Toby had already angered Olivia with his swordsmanship against Sebastian, whom he took for Cesario. He says to Feste and Mariah, quote unquote, "I would we were well rid of this knavery. If he may be conveniently delivered, I would he were." Act 4, Scene 2, lines 63 through 64. Toby realizes that his term of office as unofficial lord of Misrule has a limit, and he doesn't want to lose his place with the Countess. A jest too long continued turns cruel. "Though 'tis wonder that enwraps me thus, yet 'tis not madness." Olivia secretly proposes to Sebastian, thinking that he is Cesario, and he accepts, though he begins to question the sanity of the whole affair. In Act 4, Scene 3, Sebastian muses, quote unquote, "Though 'tis wonder that enwraps me thus, yet 'tis not madness." Act 4, Scene 3, lines 3 through 4. He follows that statement up with, quote unquote, "I am ready to distrust mine eyes and wrangle with my reason that persuades me to any other trust but that I am mad, or else the lady's mad." Act 4, Scene 3, lines 13 through 16. But if that's the case, how can it be that Olivia still has charge of her estate and servants? Surely madness can't be the ground of a whole society, can it? Or can it? When Olivia arrives on the scene, she asks Sebastian to participate in a betrothal, which in Shakespeare's day, as the Norton editor points out, was essentially a strong promise of marriage. Sebastian abruptly agrees to the betrothal. He can hardly believe his good fortune, but he accepts. Why not? He is not afraid of Olivia's rank, but it's her choice to lean down, so to speak, and bring him up to her own status. Thanks for listening. The date of this audio recording is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. The foregoing material is copyright 2025 by Alfred J. Drake. For quotations from Twelfth Night, I have relied on the Norton Shakespeare 3rd edition 4-volume genre-based format.